Nike is increasing their prices. Is this a big deal? We're going to talk about it this time on Fire Footwear. Welcome back to Fire Footwear, everybody. As always, I'm your host, Matt Freights. Hope that this finds you well. I want to thank you for tuning in yet again. We keep marching forward with this podcast, and I have to say out front, it makes me really happy. It's been 4 years since I started this. I had this moment today where I was thinking about this and I was thinking about content, and I just had to take a moment to step back and realize that this is a special journey that I am on. It's a special journey that you are on with me too. To think that somebody could start from scratch, create a podcast from nothing, have nothing, and to be where we are now. Sure, we're not in the same space as Joe Rogan. We're not in the same space as the Sneakdisc podcast. But I am so happy with what I've accomplished here. I'm so happy with the connection points that I've made to other people. And I just wanted to start the episode with that because in a year, almost halfway now through 2025, in a year that has felt joyless in many ways for me in my personal life, which I haven't really shared here, it is really nice to know that I can come back to this, come back to you, and feel better and understand that there is positivity in this world, even if it's around something like sneakers, which most people don't care about. Something that we all care about, though, in the sneaker space is prices, how much money this costs. If you're listening to this and you are, let's say, a fringe sneaker culture person, you may not understand the monetary value that is being poured into this particular habit. I say habit because for many of us, it's almost like an addiction. But the point being is that being in sneakers, being invested in this, is not just an investment of time, it's also a significant investment of money. I've been going through that recently when I double up on the white cement fours and then other shoes come out, such as the Air Tech Challenge 2 Tarte Blue colorway, which is a shoe that I had put on my list coming into this year. And of course, it comes on the heels of me buying two pairs of the same shoe. And I can't really justify buying them right now, so I'm playing the long game and hoping. But there's a lot of money to be had here. And since I got back into the game in 2018, obviously resale prices are something that we all think about, we all talk about. But the retail prices are something that we have kind of let go under the radar. It's starting to become more of a conversation piece, I believe. But I still think that when we are invested the way that we are emotionally into this game, the prices, and again, I'm talking about the retail prices, not the resale prices, aren't really something we think about all that much. And they have gone up. And prices of everything have gone up. That's the way the economy works. It's really the way economics works. And inflation has a lot to do with that as well. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. But why am I talking about prices? The reason I'm talking about this is because Nike recently, last month, as we're recording this in June now, talked about how they were going to be raising prices. And this is a bit of news that I don't think people were surprised about. And I think people wanted to know the particulars of, well, how much of a price raise are we looking at here? I would say that this is probably due to all of the uncertainty around the global economy right now. And this is not meant to be a political statement or a political episode at all, but I think a lot of times what happens, probably more specifically in the United States, is when you talk about something that is sort of politics adjacent, people kind of think you're talking about politics when I'm really talking about the factors that go into why a decision by Nike would be made right now. Obviously, the economy here in the United States has been up and down since President Trump took over. And then, of course, with the announcements of the tariffs and this, what people are calling a trade war that's happening, we're seeing the economy react, and it always does. The economy, the stock market, everything reacts to something, whether it's positively or negatively. So these companies are looking at everything that's taking place, the tariffs, and in Nike's instance, probably more specifically, the tariffs with China, and they're looking at their landscape and thinking, as a company, as much as we would like to keep prices where they are, we're gonna have to raise them to account for what are now more expensive materials to make this. And I'm sure that people would debate whether Nike has the ability to just absorb that, and I'm sure that they do, But no corporation is not going to look out for their bottom line at the end, and Nike is 100% one of those. So they're going to look out for their bottom line. They need to line pockets of people. That's the way business and capitalism works, no matter what. So I don't necessarily fault them for this. But I wanted to get into the actual prices because I think people now are noticing the price hikes. And I've noticed that there's a lot more discourse. There are a lot more content videos about these price hikes, about tariffs. And I've noticed that there is somewhat of a negative tone. Not all of them for sure, but there definitely is a little bit of negativity around it because people are sort of becoming awoken to how high sneaker prices have gotten. But overall, Nike said that they are going to be raising their prices from $2 to $10 per shoe, depending on what it was. Now, there are a few caveats to this. There are exceptions on footwear that is under $100, which for most of sneaker culture, that does exclude anything that we actually buy. Anything under $100 is really similar to Skechers in sort of the mass consumerism element of all of this. People who are just buying Nikes for their everyday use, they don't really care about colorways, they don't care about the culture, none of that. None of that is changing. And the one shoe that they did mention specifically was the Air Force One. And they said that the Air Force One right now is $115 and that would not be changing. And I think about the Air Force One being $115 and that kind of blows my mind because that was always a shoe that you felt really confident that you were going to get for less than $100 because it was what a lot of people considered at the time a staple for their collection. This is what Nike is operating under. They are operating under this economy here in the United States and globally as well because decisions that are made in the United States have a global effect, and that's just the way it happens. And then the world economy is the same way. Other countries make decisions that affect the United States, affect our businesses here, and they are going to react and make decisions that are in their best interest. They just are. So theoretically, again, this is due to all of that turmoil. But people are now focused on, oh my goodness, how can they charge these high prices? And I wanted to get into that a little bit and get into some numbers because I think people need to have a little bit more context to what these numbers actually mean. And when they compare certain numbers from certain years, I want them to be comparing apples to apples. And as somebody who does numbers in my personal life, this is, I don't want to say in my wheelhouse, but certainly something that I enjoy looking at numbers, how they match up. Let's take the Jordan 1, for instance. Let's call the Jordan 1 the most famous Air Jordan of all time. Probably not a crazy statement to make. And not saying it's your favorite, but I think famous. If you were to go out and show that shoe to casual people on the street, they probably would know what it is. It's probably more famous than any other Jordan model. It debuted in 1985, as we all know, and it was $65. By today's standards, that sounds cheap. That would not have a price hike if it were at that price point today. And right now, it is retailing for, I believe, $180. Now, the unions just had exclusive access on the sneakers app, and that was $205. It's a collaboration, so maybe a little bit of an outlier. But think about the reimagined UNC Jordan 1s. They're $180. I think I accidentally misspoke and said $185 on a video recently. You get the idea. What would $65 look like in 2025? So what I tried to do was go and look at inflation between 1985 and today. And I did this for other popular Jordan models as well, because I want people to understand what a price back then, or even sometime in between 1985 and now, would look like compared to today's dollars. So $65 in 1985 would be $195 today. So in theory, if you're accounting for inflation, that $65 is more expensive than what we are now paying if you think about the $180 price tag. The Jordan 3, another very popular model, debuted in 1988. It was $100. So obviously a huge jump from $65 to $100 in 3 years, but a lot of things changed in that regard. In 2025, that would be $274 if you're rounding up. And that is more expensive than what our retail price is. I believe right now, $225 is about what you'd get for a regular Jordan 3. That's what the white cement 4s were. And I think the white cement 3s would probably be in the same category. And speaking of the Jordan 4, a year later, $110, which $10 between years, not all that crazy, but you're starting to see a trend here. And that would be $287 today. So obviously much more expensive than what we are paying today, which obviously all of these prices have gone up due to inflation, due to materials costing more, all that kind of stuff. The Jordan 11 is another very popular model that debuted in 1995, and that was $125. So in that six-year period, didn't have much of a price hike in terms of Air Jordans. There was kind of a lull at $110 for a while. $125, this of course has a lot to do with Michael coming back and everything, so I could see why they would hike the price. That's $264, which honestly for a Jordan 11, you see $250 a lot. So $250 seems about right in terms of accounting for inflation. And so I hope you're kind of getting some of the point here. One shoe that Greg and I talked about on Sneak Diss last year, which was something that I talked about even before, was the Air Jordan 17. Not a shoe we talk about a whole lot, but the Lightnings re-released or retroed last year. And they retroed for $300. Now, it was a retro that came with the briefcase. It looked like a great retro. All the reviews that I saw, people who had it really liked it. It debuted in 2002. So we're getting a little bit closer to real time now. That's 23 years ago. It debuted at $200, which at the time, I believe was the most expensive Jordan. Now, I think the 28 might have been the most expensive Jordan at retail in terms of the overall lineage of Air Jordans. But $200 then would be $356 today. So that tells you that $300, again, in line with inflation, it's not all that crazy, but it does seem crazy when you think about how much we pay for shoes overall. $300 is going into another tier, and it just feels different. Now, I want to take you to 2022. So if you fast forward to 2020, you fast forward to the pandemic, you fast forward to resale going all over the place, highest it's ever been, prices in the resale market were insane. And so what did the retail prices look like? I'm going to talk about the Jordan 1 and the Jordan 3 and 4. So in 2022, $180 for a Jordan 1. And right now, that's about what you're paying. You may see a little bit more expensive on collaborations. And in 2022, that $180 would be $199. So really $185 if you're paying that. Or the $200, $205, not all that crazy comparatively. Jordan 3 and 4 in 2022, I looked at some of the releases. They're $210. And in terms of today's dollars, if you account for inflation, that's $233. So $225 again, and a collaboration sometimes is $250. I think you get the point. The reason that I give you these numbers is because I want to put it into context and have people understand that numbers themselves are not telling the whole story, that you need to look at the whole story and the context around these numbers. Have prices gone up in sneakers? 100%. And they always will. They always have. It's just, I think what people are missing out on is the fact that we blissfully are ignorant to the price hikes because we love sneakers. We love this game. We love this habit. And we will buy things that we feel a pull toward. We will buy things no matter what the price if it means enough to us. And I think Nike knows that. I think Jordan Brand certainly knows that. And they have to, again, watch out for their own ass. They have to look at the global economy and continue to make money in this economy. And when they are looking at sneakers specifically, I think there are two categories. We'll talk about your general use folks and their sneaker culture. Sneaker culture is paying a lot more money because these shoes command a lot more money. They command a higher presence. And so I think they're going to look to try and capitalize in any way possible. Now, they want to keep certain things cheap because they want to keep the every person coming here. They want soccer moms and soccer dads to buy all the cleats. They want all the parents to buy all the athletic gear. They want people to be able to walk into certain stores and just kind of buy a Nike hoodie, things like this. There are a lot more items that Nike traffics in than just sneakers. But if we're talking about sneakers specifically, since this is a sneaker podcast, they are going to use us to try and make up some of the deficit that they're facing because of global economic factors. It's just the way that it's going to be. The question I think everybody wants to know is, would these price hikes have happened if not for some of the trade turmoil and economic turmoil in the world? I don't know, obviously. I think you could say that eventually that they would. It's just kind of how it works. Companies hike their prices all the time. Companies are looking to add pennies anywhere that they can to their bottom line and line the pockets of the people who work for them. And that isn't just CEOs, even though CEOs make millions, it's everybody. Everybody that works at a Nike outlet, everybody that is a wholesaler, whatever. They are trying to take care of a lot of people. And so they have to do so by making money and creating revenue. And how are they going to do that? They're going to raise prices. But if you think about the numbers that I shared with you, the prices really aren't as insane as they seem when you compare them to their debut prices and what kind of an increase we've seen in the retail price of these shoes. And if you're looking at a trend of the retail price and you look at how they have gone up over the years, what you'll find is that the prices that we're seeing now are mostly in line with inflation-adjusted prices from the years they debuted. And I think we're doing okay. I really don't think the price hikes are that big of a deal. I think that a lot of people were assuming that we were going to see this massive jump in prices, $20, $30, $40 for each pair of shoes additionally to what we're already paying. And I think it's incremental, because if you think about how many millions of pairs of shoes get sold every year, they're going to make up the deficit very quickly. I think it's just normal. And whether the president was doing this or not, I think we would still see a price hike at some point, because things get more expensive. They have to outsource their help. They have to go find the materials. They have to have factories, tons of overhead in terms of their business. You name it. It's hard to run a global company, and it is hard to generate revenue sometimes. So they have to do what they can. So here's what I'm going to tell you, is if you are worried about prices going up, if you're worried about not being able to afford sneakers, and I think that you need to take a personal inventory of how much money you spend on sneakers. Could that money be used towards something else? And you should do that whether prices are going up or not. I think that's the lesson here. And I believe I've talked about this when I talked about sneaker resolutions the last 2 years. You should be looking at your finances and deciding how sneakers fit into that when everything else is taken care of. Now, I'm not here to tell you how to spend your money. I'm not here to tell you what to prioritize. I just know that when I prioritize them in my life, $2 to $10 per shoe is kind of minuscule in the grand scheme of things when it comes to how much money I spend on sneakers. So food for thought. And if you're worried about it, then maybe take some personal inventory. Look at what you're spending, how much you should be spending, and come up with a budget. I think there's a way around it. And I don't think Nike is really the bad guy for increasing prices. It's always happened, and we just kind of have to live with it. It will be what it will be. But how do you feel about these price hikes? Are you worried? Has it deterred you from wanting to buy sneakers? Or do you not care and you're going to buy them anyway? I would love to hear from you. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at FireFootwearPod is the handle to do that. We have a group chat on Instagram. Great group of people. Would love to add more people to it. Find the YouTube channel. You can find that in the show notes here, but it's also Fire Footwear Sneakers Talk with Matt Freight. Subscribe, like, review, all that good stuff. I just posted a review of the Nike Zoom Field Jacks, the Leche Blue colorway from Travis Scott. Go check that video out. I want to thank everybody who's listening right now. Please give me a rating, review, Apple, Spotify, whatever's applicable. I like to know what people like and don't like. Gives me a connection point to the audience and also lets me know what people maybe want out of the show. So please do that, and please subscribe if you have not already. I hope this finds everybody well, fam. I hope this finds everybody safe, as I always do. And I will talk to you next time. This is Fire Footwear. Opinions and viewpoints expressed on Fire Footwear are those of Matt Freights and his guest, and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. Fire Footwear is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.